This is episode 2074 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back. Here you are, getting ready to do for yourself one of the best things you could possibly do, and that is to calm your mind and your body. And that is what this week's series we're exploring is all about. We are in day 6 of our series where you have been discovering your mind-heart connection. And in each episode throughout this series, you've discovered a different meditation technique to help you calm your mind and your heart. In today's episode, you will be layering together, combining those techniques as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. Know that, as always, if you want to go a little more deeply with your meditation ritual, with 30-minute guided meditations, those I offer on the Sip and Om meditation app, and you can try it for 2 weeks, free access to the full app. That includes a journal and a guide for each week's series. So here you are, if you've been following along with the series in day 5, and here you are navigating your way through a pandemic. Not only a pandemic, but also a lot of global protests and socioeconomic and political unrest. So a pandemic creates extraordinary levels of stress and anxiety, but also it has awakened understanding and compassion. And these are the qualities of the heart. When you consider what's going on in your life, you might not want to return to what normal looked like for you before the pandemic. Many people are saying that they're glad to have slowed down their lives to connect to those things that mean the most to them. And many other people have said that they've reevaluated their lives and their values as they've gone through this pandemic. I would say the more disruption the pandemic created in your life, the more reflection was required. Many people have made their voices heard, that something new is needed. Something new is emerging. What will that look like? We are creating it this very moment, and you are taking part. Whether you become actively involved or not, there's a shift. And this begins in your mind and your heart. The more experiences you give yourself that involve compassion and gratitude and love, these qualities of the heart, the more your mind becomes embedded with these experiences. And we share these experiences together in a more tangible way than we ever have, as we all experience this coronavirus pandemic. When you allow yourself to open up to what's trying to happen in your life right now, when you draw from the heart qualities, then you begin to acquire new attitudes and perceptions. So listen to what your heart is telling you as you settle yourself down to meditate. Listen to what your heart is telling you. As you begin to relax your body, you'll notice your mind become calm. You begin to inhale and exhale through your nose, noticing your breath. Closing your eyes and keeping your eyes slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows. Listen to your heart at this moment. As you inhale, mentally affirm, I send love and gratitude to those around me. As you exhale, let go of tension. Inhale, mentally affirming, I send love and gratitude to those around me. Exhale and relieve tension. You might hold your hands in the Hakini Mudra, touching together your fingertips and your thumb tips. Your palms are not touching. It's as if your fingertips and thumb tips are formed around a ball. The Hakini Mudra for deep concentration and a sense of interconnectedness. Bring your awareness to your heart, your fourth chakra. And on your next inhale, visualize someone you love and visualize them surrounded in peace and protection. And as you exhale, release all anxiety, all tension. Inhaling again, visualizing someone that means a lot to you, or someone who may need some support. Visualize them with peace and protection. And as you exhale, release fear and doubt. On your next inhale, visualize the world surrounded in peace and harmony. The soft color of green, nurturing it. And as you exhale, release anger and fear. Continue visualizing peace and harmony in your life and in the world. You are so worth slowing down for.